The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
We got to talk Miss Universe because that has wrapped up. And the Perth entrant made it into the top 10, which was a great result. She didn't get the win.
She didn't, but she did a very, very good job. So getting into top 10 out of 76, I think it is, 78 contestants is pretty impressive, but she was beat out by Miss Mexico?
Yeah, Miss Mexico. Yeah. I think it's Miss Mexico.
And
I'm sure.
She's a surprise contender. Yeah.
It's what do you make of it these days, this whole, you know, Miss Universe, the idea of beauty pageants?
Look, I think they're completely outdated. I think a lot of people probably do. But I would say they're a huge money spinner and a big publicity spinner, and that's why they keep going. And look, it launches people's careers, doesn't it? So I'd say that's where it becomes interesting for people.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah, what they do with it afterwards. But yeah, it's like, I'm with you, outdated. And I think you can tell because the media attention around it is so much less than it was, you know, even a few years ago at the height of sort of Miss Universe fame. Was it Miss Universe where the host announced the wrong winner one year?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I think ever since then it's kind of lost its aura.
Yeah, and maybe since Donald Trump stopped judging it, possibly. You know? Yeah. That's when he knew something.
Yeah, that also probably is a factor of it going down
I think
a little
just
bit
sort of
in
talks,
our esteem.
Talks to what it actually is, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, a bit of fun, I guess, for some people. Kate Phillips, thank you for joining us on
the
West Live. We'll talk to you again soon.